Today is Palm Sunday, and I believe this is my 14th time preaching on Palm Sunday. That means I've been in the ordained for the past 14 years, almost. So, it comes every year, and this year my plan is Palm Sunday, Easter, and after that I'd like to follow the apostles and their stories, and like to cover, explore, and discuss about how they work on establishing the first Christian communities, which was a very challenging task. And today, Palm Sunday, I'd like to mention three things that came into my mind. If you know somewhat history about this time when Jesus came, you may understand that this is time of Roman Empire, followed by the Greek Empire. And what Greek and Rome did in a similar way is that they created huge empire. That's number one. Beyond their average borders, they created a huge empire covering most of the western part, or at least to me. And two, they somehow promoted in a way that they tried to create this uniformity of this people, promoting that no religion is more important than any other religion. They kind of created total pantheon that everybody could believe whatever they want to. If you do that, it sounds like very good and equal thing so that you have a freedom of choice of your religion. If you really think about it, your ancestors have believed something for the past 1,000 years, 2,000 years, and living in the same city probably, most likely. And yet, one day this huge empire is created and you're suddenly given to have chance to know and worship all other gods who may be equally important as your God or even more important, which was a unique opportunity to choose your own religion, which was really unique in the actually Western history. Yet at the same time, it brought a lot of chaotic and confusion, because then which one's the right one or which one's the one? Rome promoted that emperor worshiping is royalty to the Roman Empire. And there's only one group of people who refused to do that. There were the Jews. And after that were Christians. So Jesus came right in that middle of this whole interesting mix of actually, melting pot, we could use that word probably, that Greek and Rome created, mixing, bringing all the culture, all the religions somehow all together. And there's one unique group who were somehow persistently stubborn about what they believe, even to death. And that was first the Jews, and later there were the Christians. So this is the timeline. And in this timeline, if a Jew would walk into the capital city, which is Jerusalem, used to be capital city of Israel, and claim to be king, it's actually almost suicide. Because you are actually showing to the public that you are standing against Roman authority. Because you're not appointed by the emperor. And the king is already there, which is appointed by Rome. So if you look at into Jesus' action and events today, he is having the cult, and he is riding on it, and people welcome him. Hosanna means Yesenna, and it means that we pray, save. Save us, we pray. And that's exactly from this Zechariah the prophet, which should be the welcoming phrase for their the Savior, the King, who will restore their kingdom back. So if you're Jesus, that's a really odd choice in a very interesting way. See, he's welcomed by this crowd, expecting him to be the king, the conqueror, defeating all the enemies, giving back their rightful kingdom and their right to worship their own God even more. But right after, like only 4 days after that, or 5 days, he is captured. He's tried, and he dies. So, the whole conversation and controversy and conflict and debate happened, have been happening, and still is happening, is that who was and is Jesus Christ? That is the third point. And that's probably the most important one to all of you. You may have heard about him. You may have read about him. You may believe to a degree about who he might have been. But the question that all the early Christians had to struggle even to their death was who this Jesus guy really is. Was he really the Savior prophesied by all these old prophets thousands of years ago and connecting us to this being they claim to as a creator? Then that's God incarnate, and hallelujah. But was he just an enlightened Jew, happened to know a lot and happened to have a sympathetic heart and happened to be courageous enough to face his own death without really blinking his eyes about? Well, then he was just a man. And I believe some of you may have struggled, or maybe struggling, may will struggle about that. And I have read enough portion of theological writings about them, explanations about him, inspirations about him, mystical experiences about him, yet none of them became real until I felt something in me about that. So my question to all of you is, try to think about one simple, very fundamental question. Who is Jesus Christ to you? Or your question to yourself is, who is Jesus Christ to me? Again, not about things that you read in somebody else's book or even the Bible. Who? How do you feel? What's your heart actually telling you that who Jesus Christ is? There is a certain degree of cognitive, conceptual, knowing part. It's important. But what's really important is, how do you feel in your heart? I'm not talking about just emotional, sensational feeling. It's something deeper than that. Something deeply grounding you with this person, this being, this event. So, who is Jesus Christ to you? That will be a question that I put on your heart and minds this week, beginning the Holy Week. May God be with you and bless you in your search, in your findings, in your connecting with God. Amen.